is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It's official. Spring is here, and we're getting in the mood, so to speak, with a birds and bees motif in all of its meanings, from the "this is how it works" talk many of us endured during puberty to a much more literal take on the theme. Recently, local birders have observed a rare influx of snowy owls in the Granite State. And joining us to explain is Eric Masterson, land protection specialist with the Harris Center for Conservation Education. He's also author of Birdwatching in New Hampshire. That is a hyper-local guide to the best birding spots and events and times that the state has to offer for birders. Eric, great to have you back with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Virginia.
Reports of snowy owls spotted as far south as North Carolina, far east as Bermuda.
Yeah, well, actually, even further than that now, there was a sighting in Florida. You don't
Wowie.
Think snowy and Florida in the same sentence. So they're coming from the Arctic. They breed along the Arctic Rim and up into the Canadian archipelago in the Arctic Ocean, and they migrate south every winter to a varying degree. This winter, just to give you a sense of scale, in New Hampshire, on a single day in December, 12 birds were counted. The previous max in the records is 3 birds. So just an unprecedented invasion.
Well, then the news this week that 100 have been caught at Logan Airport.
That's right, just this winter.
Elsewhere in mass. This was after 3 were killed at JFK Airport by officers there.
Yeah.
That of course, attracted a huge outcry. But what is it about airports that is drawing the snowy owl?
Well, we have dramatically altered the landscape in this region of the continent. The thing about airports is that the grassland habitat mimics what they're used to in the Arctic. And so it's kind of one of the remaining habitats that they would naturally be predisposed to occupying during the winter.
Any theories as to why the sudden increase this year?
So the current thinking is that there was a record bumper crop of lemmings last year in the Arctic, which is a chief food resource for these birds. And so any given year, snowy owls will lay anywhere from 0 to 11 eggs. If their prey is abundant, they can have success with all 11. In rare cases, with all 11 hatching. In years where there's very little food, they can have a bust and not raise any young at all. And last year was a super successful year, and so there was a very high rate of fledging. So all those birds need to disperse in the winter, and they come far. There was more birds to disperse farther south. That was really the reasons for the phenomenal influx, because there was a huge, hugely successful breeding season.
So if we went through the food chain, why so many more lemmings? I'm just wondering, because they are coming from the Arctic Circle, and I know that there's been a great deal of change climatically in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, and scientists don't really have a good take on that, why lemmings have this huge boom-bust cycle. The owl's cycle is related to the lemmings, but why the lemmings boom-bust is not properly understood at the moment.
So many lemmings here in New Hampshire?
We don't have lemmings in New Hampshire.
So I'm guessing they're eating on small mice, rodents, voles.
Yeah, rodents, voles, and actually a lot of seabirds. With recent satellite telemetry, Norm Smith, the chap in Logan, who catches the owls and releases them elsewhere on Plum Island, for instance, has been attaching satellite transmitters. And so we're learning more about their habits. And some birds have been documented going out to sea at night and catching seabirds. And actually, if you spend time on the coast looking for these owls, you can find little graveyards of seabird wings and legs where snowy owls have been feasting during the night.
Tell us a little bit more about the snowy owl, however. How big do they get, and what makes catching sight of them such a unique experience for bird watchers and non-birders?
Well, they're an owl, and so normally owls, you think of, we have about 8 species that have occurred over the course of, history in New Hampshire, and most of those are nocturnal. They're active during the nighttime. Snowy owl is the exception. It's active also during the daytime, and so it's an owl you can see. It's exotic. It comes from a place that, we don't get to visit. It's huge. It's pretty striking, too, you got to admit, with those big yellow saucer eyes. And you can, because they're from the Arctic, where they're not habituated to humans, they don't have a fear of humans to a great extent. And so you can get incredibly close to them. I'm not advocating people do. They need to rest and refuel when they're here during the winter. But they do allow close approach. And so, they're highly photogenic. People just just are attracted to them. What can I say?
Any advice about tracking the snowy owl here in New Hampshire?
Yes, yes. Actually, it's getting. They'll be departing now towards the end of March, early April. They'll be heading back north. But there have been a couple of reliable sites to find them in New Hampshire. Probably the best place now is Rye Harbor State Park. It's a tiny little state park just north of the marina. And there has been a bird there for the last 3 months holding court. And it was there as recently as 2 days ago. And Rye Harbor State Park, for folks who don't know, is very small. It's about a 10 or 11 acre park, so you can't miss it. And actually, if you're looking for a snowy owl, don't look for the owl. Look for the photographers, the phalanx of paparazzi that are following this bird around. That's all you need to find. And that's probably the best place. Plum Island is always a good spot, even in down years when there aren't many snowy owls in New England. Plum Island usually has a few. And Salisbury State Park in Massachusetts also is a good spot.
Mm-hmm. Is this the best time in general for bird watchers?
Oh, it is, especially with the winter we've had. It's been a really cruel winter. I think people are just tired of it. And we're going to be here. We already have seen the first blackbirds returning, and we're going to be seeing phoebes coming very shortly. Bluebirds are starting to nest shortly. And the next 2 months will be tremendously exciting for birdwatching.
Well, you can find out more in Eric Masterson's book, Birdwatching in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Virginia. Thanks so much.